Jeopardy!
Who needs the NCAA basketball tournament when you've got Scott Jeopardy? This is the real excitement.
You know, I stopped in the kitchen before I came back here to do this, and I tried to recruit maybe a couple of other staffers to take my place today. And they said, no, we're not going to make a fool of ourselves like you do on Fridays. We don't want to be known as a buffoon.
They are not nearly as humble as you are. It takes a man that knows who he is and has great humility to do Scott Jeopardy.
It sure does. I lost my pride a long time ago.
And we call it Scott Jeopardy because all the questions have been used on Jeopardy. They come from the Jeopardy calendar. If Scott gets stuck, I give him some clues, and that's why we do call it Scott Jeopardy. Your warm-up category is lakes. By volume, this deep Siberian lake is the world's largest body of freshwater. By volume, this deep Siberian lake is the world's largest body of freshwater.
Is it also known as a sea? Because sometimes they use that interchangeably.
I was thinking that, but that's not the case here.
So it's not the Baltic Sea?
No.
I don't know. I can't think of a lake that I know by name up in Siberia.
I can help you
here. It's a place that I've never really wanted to go to and
you've not been banished there?
Not yet. Maybe after today's calendar I will.
Awful. All right, two syllables. The first one, this is a two-wheeled non-motorized transportation. Two-wheeled, non-motorized.
Bike? Bicycle?
Yeah. First one.
Bike?
Okay, that's the first syllable. The second one, if you don't wish anyone this kind of will, blank will, it's another word for sick.
Ill?
Yeah, so put those together.
What is Baikal?
Yes.
That's the Baikal Lake?
That's it. Lake Baikal. Baikal.
Lake Baikal. Mm-hmm. Never heard of it.
Well, now you have. Neckwear. One of your favorite things. When Scott first came here, all the guys wore neckties every single day.
What did they call the necklaces that guys used to wear in the 70s? Puka shells?
The puka shells, yes.
Is that what they were called?
Mm-hmm. Yes, a puka shell necklace.
I had a pair of those for a while, or a strand of those for a while.
Very different than the necktie, which...
Yes.
Anyway, so here we go. From the Hindi for tie-dyeing, this cowboy accessory was often used as a dust mask while driving cattle. From the Hindi for tie-dyeing, this cowboy accessory, neckwear's the category, was often used as a dust mask while driving cattle.
What is a handkerchief?
What's another name for the
pattern? I'm trying to think. I don't know.
I'll get you the first part of the word. Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, them and all everybody that played with them, they're called a...
Band leader.
First part of the word, just go with that.
Band.
All right.
Bandana. What is bandana?
Bandana.
I knew there was another name for
it. Don't you hate that?
I was hoping handkerchief would work.
No. It does say acceptable. I could go with bandana or they have it spelled two different ways. But spelling doesn't count unless you're in Final Jeopardy. So, neckwear. This long tubular scarf was usually made of fur or feathers, such as ostrich or marabou. This long tubular scarf, and I would drop the word tubular here, was usually made of fur or feathers, such as ostrich or marabou.
I know what you're talking about. In fact, I have this vision of Mae West.
Yes.
Twirling one of those around.
Feathered.
Oh, man. I can't think of that
Let's
either.
Let's go with snake. Blank constrictor.
What is a boa?
It's a boa. Yes. Neckwear. In the 19th century, it was not considered proper for men to wear this, a false shirt front with attached collar. In the 19th century, it was not considered proper for men to wear this, a false shirt front with attached collar.
I can only think of a dickie. What is a dickie?
It's a dickie.
I remember having the turtleneck version of those.
I had many a dickie.
Where you'd have the turtleneck and it would only come down maybe to your chest.
Yes.
And then, but under the shirt, it looked like it was something full.
Like
very
you had
funny.
A long sleeve turtleneck on underneath it. So you
but
didn't have
didn't
the
have,
heat of it.
Exactly, yeah.
Or the bulk. Mm-hmm. My mother had lots and lots of these. So yes.
Do they even sell those anywhere anymore?
I don't know.
I've not seen one for years, though I've not looked for them.
My guess is if you go online, they are being sold somewhere.
Yeah.
Because
online you can find almost anything.
Pretty much so, including a boa, if that's what you want. You can also find that in the kids department, in the dress-up section at most stores. All right, satirists. Satirists. The art of this Washington political spoofer won him a Pulitzer in 1982, and art is in quotes. The art of this Washington political spoofer won him a Pulitzer in 1982.
Who is Art Buchwald?
You are so right. Very good. This director, master of the mockumentary, is married to Jamie Lee Curtis. This director, master of the mockumentary, is married to Jamie Lee Curtis.
Hmm.
He's also a sir. So there.
And his name is Art Arthur?
No, that was just the first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's a satirist, but his name is not Arthur. You know him.
I'm sure I've heard who she's
married
to.
He's in The Princess Bride. He was the one where Mandy Patinkin said, "My name is Inigo Montoya, you killed my father."
Guy.
That is Jamie Lee Curtis's husband.
Is that right?
The six-fingered man.
Sure.
Okay, what's his name?
I don't know.
His first name, the same as blank Robin or blank Reeve?
Christopher.
All right. Did you see Beauty and the Beast?
The animated version.
Yes, very good. So the song, Be Our...
Guest?
Put them together.
Who is Christopher Guest?
Christopher Guest.
Oh, I guess I didn't know that name.
Yes. Last one for the day and in our category of satirists. His Gulliver's Travels is savagely bitter, but so witty and imaginative that it became a children's classic. His Gulliver's Travels is savagely bitter, but so witty and imaginative that it became a children's classic.
It's an interesting story. I can't remember who wrote that, though.
The Lilliputians?
Yes.
Yes.
And I think it was Ted Danson, wasn't it, who played in
the
movie version?
Yeah.
Oh. I can't remember who that is.
Well, let's just jump back into Scott Jeopardy with his first name, David, his best friend in the Bible. David of the Bible, his best friend.
Jonathan, oh, gosh, it's right there on the tip of my
tongue.
Did you
eat before you came back here? I think your glucose is low.
I think it is. Oh.
All right, pop singer Taylor.
Swift. Who is Jonathan Swift?
Jonathan Swift.
Thank you. That's why no other staffers would come back here. Actually, they should. They'll look good compared to me. All right. Thanks a lot, Lynn.
You're welcome.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
And we'll see you back here on Monday. Matt Maher up next, and Because He Lives.